Well, you'll know, listening to this show, how much of a bit of a pet topic population growth and the future of regional Australia just is for me. Well, someone who absolutely shares that passion from a national point of view is Liz Ritchie. Liz is the CEO of Regional Australia Institute. She is a very, very busy person, so we're lucky to grab a few minutes with her today. Liz, was very keen to chat to you about the federal government has just released some more news and potentially some more money as well to address regional housing market issues. I know it's a massive, massive piece of your work there at RAI. Talk to us a little bit first about what does it mean, this regional first home buyer guarantee?
Great to be with you, Gavin. Thank you. Look, I mean, as you know, the Institute has been heavily focused for the last 12, 18 months in addressing regional housing. In fact, we've launched several reports. And what we've seen is the government step forward and back further, I guess, supply to the market through the new regional first home buyer guarantee. We know traditionally that price can often be a barrier in particular areas, more so than others in regional Australia. And so what they're putting forward is actually the opportunity for first home buyers in regional communities across the country to have a deposit for as little as 5%, which will absolutely go a long way to ensuring that more people can be homeowners in regional Australia, which is absolutely a great thing when it comes to boosting our population.
Talk to us a little bit about the different types of regional housing, the different markets. I mean, let's just take a look at Queensland, for example. I mean, you cast your eyes across the state. How are the different regions faring? We were talking off air about the Cairns rental vacancy rate. So the latest stat I saw was at about 0.6%, which is just insane. How's it all faring out there across the board?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, these are devastating numbers and you just reported on the Cairns outcome. We've heard a lot nationally across the landscape about the lack of rental housing availability. And I guess what's, you know, critical to note about this story is it really is a regional story when it comes to lack of rental supply. So just for too long, we've just had an complete undersupply of rental of housing availability in our regions when compared to our capitals. And so, you know, the government's new policy here on the regional first home buyers is one, but there's a raft of other policies that are coming through that are very, very important in helping to build that supply. And that'll be policies around the, you know, further investment for affordable housing and social housing that, again, has been undersupplied in regional areas. And, you know, the population is one of my pet projects. We've seen, rightly so, people searching for a new life, and we know that Cairns is a beautiful place to live, and so people are going to be starting to look at where are those opportunities for them to settle in regional Australia. And if the housing's not there, I mean, our research is already telling us that that is going to be a major barrier. So the more that we can do to bring on supply, the better. But unfortunately, it's not a quick fix, and this is what is difficult about this situation. We've got this pent-up demand for city dwellers and expats and international people, migrants wanting to move to Australia, and then we can't house them. So it really, we're in this kind of what I describe as a juxtaposition, which is why we have to really think long term about the opportunities. And you'll be aware that we just launched our new regionalisation ambition 2032. And this is really the first report of its kind that looks at all of these issues in a holistic way, because you can't just look at housing. You know, you can't fix the housing without fixing the skills, and you can't fix the skills without fixing the housing. So they're all interrelated. Mm.
And you agree that housing availability, in fact, you say it here in this release, housing availability is now the biggest challenge holding back the potential of regional Australia. I mean, Liz Ritchie, are we at danger of missing the boat here? People are keen to move here out of COVID. It's going to be a while before we fix it. Are we at risk of missing the boat on population growth in our regional centres?
Oh, look, I'm a glass half full kind of gal. And, I think we know that people want to move, but people also take their time. I mean, yes, we've seen what I describe as a sort of, we've catapulted a decade forward because of what COVID enabled. So eventually we would have got to a place where the future of work was upon us. It just happened that the pandemic ensured that it happened a lot faster. And so, people are, we did some research back in 2020, which looked at, trying to understand what is the pent-up demand, and we found that 1 in 5 city dwellers were wanting to make the move. But people think about this over a long period of time because they're at different stages of their life. So if they've got families, which are one of our biggest mover cohorts in the millennial bracket, it has to be the right time for them. Schooling has to be there. There's a lot of things to consider. So I don't think, I don't think it's as sort of dire as saying we're going to miss the boat. But what I would say to any considerer is that, you've got to get all your ducks lined up to make that move. And so it will take time. And, there are houses available. But we know that people, they're not, it's just not at the supply that it once was.
You're hearing from Liz Ritchie, CEO of Regional Australia Institute. Finally, Liz, the other thing you were talking about off air, which I was very excited to hear, is you and the family have just been in our beautiful part of the world for, well, just under 2 weeks. Tell us, what did you think? I love hearing people's
Oh,
views on Cairns. What did
just
you think?
thank you. Well, I just loved it, and I'm only sorry that I didn't get a chance to come and meet you in the studio and have a chat in person.
Exactly.
But I did manage to catch up with my good friend Nick Trump from Advance Cairns over a coffee, which I loved. And look, we just had the best time. We obviously went out and went on the Great Barrier Reef, and my 5-year-old daughter, who I didn't think was going to be able to snorkel, to my great delight, she could. So we just had the most exceptional time out there on the reef. And of course, we went up to Kuranda, and I was blown away. I really was. Just the restaurants, a lot of time by the beautiful Esplanade. And yeah, we look, I must say, I've come back feeling very refreshed and ready to get through the rest of the year. So I think, to all your listeners, you're living in a beautiful part of the world.
You travel all over Australia. What made you choose Cairns? That's the other thing I'm always interested in. What was the motivator? How did you come to land on a holiday in Cairns, out of interest?
Oh, well, look, I've been up to North Queensland a number of times, and I probably hadn't stayed in Cairns for, well, a very long time, let's put it that way. And so I was just, when I was looking around, looking at research, and again, probably the first time with our daughter, I wanted to make sure that there was plenty for her, and that was probably what it was. I just felt there was a lot there for kids.
Very good,
Great
very
place
good.
for families.
We just did a little bit of
Yeah.
market research then for TTNQ. So
Yeah, there you have it. Always happy to participate.
very good. All right, fantastic insights and updates as always. Keep up the great work, and let's catch up
Thank
again.
you. Wonderful. Look forward to it. Thank you.